Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to the 11th episode of Tender Loving Care? With your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Every week, Kate and I break down two shows from the TLC network, the name of the network that I believe for the longest time was an acronym for Tender Loving Care. And when I found out that it actually stood for the Learning Channel and I saw the types of shows that were on that channel, my deep confusion bred this podcast. Each week, Kate and I will randomly select two shows to cover for the next episode by spinning the Wheel of Shame, which has all 113 shows that we will be studying. Oh, hello, Kate.
Hi, Pauline.
Funny meeting you here.
Do you come here often?
Well, depends who's asking. If you're a producer for TLC, yes. Oh, I was nearly sliding into the Australian nasal. Yes, so Ben said I shouldn't get... Okay, well, we're not going... You know what? It's too early for our listeners to start with my accent work. It's too early for them.
We got to warm them up first.
I really do, because it's unacceptable behavior. It really is. So, Kate, I want to do a little PSA of that we have two shows this week, one of which is A Bridal. Now, if you have listened to previous episodes, you know my disdain. You know my feeling towards baby shows, bridal shows, and Kate, you kind of echo it as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone's going to be surprised today. That's all I'm going to say. So I would say, buckle up. The poly rage is going to be from a 0 to 100. We're going to be at an easy 40. Easy 40 to 50.
40 to 50 pounds of rage.
Yes, we should have, because we have the pounds of learning after each show, we should have pounds of Polly's rage at the beginning. So yeah. Each listener knows, oh, fuck, is this going to be a bad one? Like, they understand if I'm just going to be on something the entire night, or it's going to be joy, it's going to be up, it's going to be tips and teeth, it's going to be good. So... Food for thought.
Yes.
All right, Kate. So, should we just dive in?
Let's dive in.
Okay. Let's have a look. So, we obviously have our two shows from last week that the Wheel of Shame chose for us. Kate, why don't you go ahead and read the synopsis for our first show?
Sure. Okay. Our first show is called Style by Jury. And this is how TLC describes it. Makeover candidates are secretly judged by two different groups of strangers sitting on a jury panel, one verdict before and one after the extensive transformation. The final reveal is judged by a surprise juror who is familiar with the candidate.
Right. I just took a sip of my heavy pour of a red blend. Kate, as I can witness now, is taking a good glug of a high percentage of alcohol beer. We're going to talk about Style by Jury. Now, okay, so what happened is, dear listeners, again, we apologize. Kate and I do very, very little preparation in understanding whether these shows are available for us to watch when we get it from the Wheel of Shame.
That's part of the excitement, I feel, though. It's like
it's how, a thrill.
Like hunting it down on the internet, you know.
Yeah.
Where is it?
I mean, we've gone to the dark web. We will go to those lengths. We will go and probably become arms dealers as long as we can get some TLC shows in return. So Style by Jury, we started Googling. Kate and I, obviously, as you know, we have strict rules with the potty. Anything we never discuss anything about the content or our personal opinions about any of these shows. It's always hashtag save it for the potty. But we obviously have to discuss logistics. So I said, Kate, I can't find this anywhere. She couldn't find it anywhere. Then I found some grainy footage on YouTube. What I've discovered, okay, so Style by Jury was originally, and Kate, I'm going to say this and then you can go in and correct me if I'm wrong, because you know Kate does the deep dive, the real journalistic background to it all.
Yes.
It was a Canadian show. So you Google Style by Jury and it comes up with this Canadian show that has a ton of clips, kind of in a playlist on YouTube. Then I saw that on TLC, there was Style by Jury, the same name, but it was obviously a reboot and it started in like 2015 or 16 with, and all I saw was this very toothy gal on the screen, on the whatever it was, the screenshot of it, and she's an English kind of style expert, journalist, reporter type of woman. I know her, and she irritates me intensely. So I was like, oh God, is that what we have to watch? But don't worry, TLC had scrapped it. It was not available anywhere. So I think there was this original Canadian show. TLC rebooted it, but then they were like, oh, this is a bust. And they got rid of it. So what,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it premiered in Canada on the W Network in 2004, and it was on in Canada through 2010, and then TLC said, "Oh, sad people getting made sad people getting made fun of.
Yeah.
We'll take that premise. Thank you very much."
Ching ching.
Ching ching. And so then they started their American version in 2015, 5 years after.
Okay.
It had ended in Canada.
So that's why it ended up on our Wheel of Shame. We're not going international with our Wheel of Shame. We're going purely on TLC.com. And so we have these shows. So that makes complete sense. Thank you for the deep dive.
Yep.
So all we really were privy to was the Canadian version. And I'm going to tell you, it was a dream. Kate? So what happened is we're going through the logistics. And I just sent Kate an email and I was like, listen, here's the link to this very, very grainy early 2000s blind date-esque footage. I don't know what it is, with some random host called Bruce Turner. I think it's Canadian. This is what we have to watch for the potty. So I send it and I start watching it. Now, when I say this was probably one of the best shows we have come across in 11 episodes, I don't think that that's hyperbole. This was the most brutal, harsh, horrific show I have ever watched, with an early 2000s twist. What could you ask for?
How I would describe it is it's like straight eye for the straight gal,
yeah.
plus the swan.
The swan, which wasn't that Terry Dubrow from Real Housewives of OC? I don't know, but anyway, he was on something. Okay, So I said to Kate, I don't know what we're doing. Let's just watch this. So it starts. Now, you viewers, you really have to go back to the early 2000s, kind of early 2000s to mid 2000s era of MTV when they had, remember, Blind Date? And what was that date? What was that dating show when you got on a bus?
Next.
Next. That's it. It reminded me of Next. So you have the footage like that. And it starts off style by jury. We have, and it's this voiceover of like one person comes in. They look horrific. Our jury sits and decides how horrific they truly look, and then we give them a makeover. And the host is Bruce Turner. Oh, Bruce. Canadian through and through. He comes in, and every week it's the same. I'm sorry if I'm going on, Kate, but I am so enthralled by this. So you're set up with the intro of Style by Jury is like an old school Judge Judy. And you have like this intro is like, as the voiceover is saying, this is what we do on the show. You have like the click click of like a PI taking photos of someone exiting a coffee shop in really bad clothing.
The tone of this show is so jarring to a 2022 perspective.
The quotes I have, my notes are copious. When we did, if you guys listen and go back to £1,000 Sisters, and that was just one episode of one show, I have more notes for this show than I did for that. It is... This would never survive in 2022.
No,
never.
I was crying laughing at how mean they were.
No, you have no idea. So here's the premise. So you see there's an intro that's kind of like Judge Judy-esque, and they have someone coming at leaving a coffee shop, glasses on, and the voiceover's like, we take one person each week, and we tell them that they have submitted for a makeover, and this is their audition, but really they're being judged, aka torn to shreds.
Dragged to hell.
Dragged to hell and back by people that you can't see. And then we tell them. So it's all this. This is the premise, right? So you hear this click, click, like PI, da, 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 da. Bruce Turner, dream of an early 2000s host. He has his jeans on. He has his tucked in college shirt with a little loose tie on. I mean, we are living 2005. And he comes down and says, today, so we're going to start on like who we, because Kate and I, obviously we had a couple of like, we did this playlist and it jumps from all of these random people. And I have a lot of people and a lot of notes, but let's start with Karen. So this was the first person we saw. So Bruce is like, today we have Karen. Karen thinks she's in an audition for a makeover show. Little does she know, she's going to be judged by everyone behind this panel. So what they do is every week, it is so perfect. They then show these people, right? There's like 12 of them. And they say, I don't even know how to explain this.
Okay.
They go ahead.
Okay. So what it is the person who's getting judged is coming into this room with the host to get interviewed. But yes. there's a, what's it called? Double
two-way glass, mirror.
Two-way mirror. There's a two-way mirror in the room. And the jury is sitting in this room watching it and saying horrific stuff. But they show the jury and they pick out three people and they're like, Jeff is...
This is it. This is what they do. They, for some reason... The people decided that they need to list who the jury members are, but give them their credentials and what they do as a job. So it's like, we have Jeff, HR manager, and they have to give like a big nod, an over-exaggerated nearly bow nod. Then we have Peter. He works as a busker. And then he gives a nod, and then it's like, and we have Shirley, she's a musician, and she gives a nod. It is, all of these people are from Canada's version of Central Casting, whatever that is. They're all actors.
100%.
But for some reason, the editor or whoever it was decided to make them have, like, job titles. So it'll be random stuff, like, we have Karen, who's an architect, and then she gives a nod, and it's like, but Karen isn't. Karen's trying to pay her rent with extra work. Like, what are you doing?
This is Jody. She builds houses for ladybugs, and you're like, what?
Seriously. Seriously? So you get this, like, they pick about four people and they have to do this very distinct nod about their fake career. And then they bring this person in. And when Kate and I are going to tell you what they said, I have quotes around what this jury says. Because obviously it's a two-way mirror, right? So the host, Bruce, brings the person in, gets them like, hi, good to meet you, sit down. Then you obviously hear behind the two-way mirror what the jury says. The jury is obviously being fed every line by production.
Yes. But
none of this would happen in 2022. We have Karen. Karen was like a middle-aged... Yeah, I think she was like 50 middle-aged woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she... Here we go. They picked a good one for this. She was a model, legitimately a model, in the 80s, okay?
And she carries around her headshots to prove it.
She has a portfolio with her. So she comes in, but her style, so you see her, and she's dressed like all in pink. It's just odd. She has like a pink bow in her hair and terrible makeup, whatever. She comes in, and then automatically what the show does is you hear everything that the jury does. She walks in, and this jury just goes, oh, God, she's awful. Is she blind? Oh, she looks terrible. And it's just like, I have quotes here, you really need our help, don't you? Oh, she looks terrible. She looks like a witch. Why would anyone be anywhere near her?
This lady goes, she looks like a man dressing up as a drag queen.
That's what I have. Looks like a man in drag. And they're just laughing at her. And when Kate and I say they're laughing at her, we genuinely mean there is 12 people going, God, she looks fucking awful. Isn't this hilarious? And then, no, just to get worse, just to get a little bit worse, then you have the host go, so why are you here today? Oh, you're auditioning for a makeover. And she goes, yeah, you know, I just want to change my style. And he asks terrible questions like, are you married? Are you alone? Are you sad? Like, just terrible.
No, and then he's terrible. And then he's terrible. And then the voice will come in on the show. The narrator comes in. Her husband left her for a younger woman years ago. And her self-esteem never recovered. And it's like...
And then they have shots of her, like, on a balcony just smoking a cigarette. It was the worst, cruelest show I've ever seen on television.
They all smoke cigarettes on a balcony.
Like, I appreciated that, Canadians, like, early 2000s. Everyone lived in a high-rise and everyone smoked. And, So then what happens is you hear this jury just say horrific things. Basically what Kate and I say about, well, what I say about people every week in a podcast. And then he turns around and goes, oh, look into that mirror. So it gets revealed that it's a two-way mirror and there's people sat. And she has feigned surprise. I mean, I'm sure she knew. And she goes, oh, and then he goes, do you want to hear what they said about you?
Oh, God.
They replay people just going, oh, God, she looks disgusting, doesn't she? And they end up crying.
These middle-aged women, they just...
Crying.
Oh, they have, like, so much blue eyeshadow on and, like, terrible lipstick. And it's just... The mascara's just running and they're crying. And it's like... These people being like, she looks like a bum on the street. Like,
I'm going to list some of the stuff and we can go. I mean, there is multiple people that I've written down here that they did this to. Some of the quotes, there was like Bruce, who is the host, right? He's having this conversation with a woman. Another character goes, are you married? And she goes, no, I'm separated. And they just cut to a jury member going, not surprised. I mean, it's awful.
It is harsh.
I have never heard anything like it. One of the jury members and another person said, oh, God, she looks cheap. She's falling out of her clothes. Rolls on rolls on rolls. Her teeth are yellow and crooked. She looks like a broken person. And these people are forced to listen to what the jury said. Every single person is in floods of tears. I mean, they are sobbing. And Bruce, just the host, just goes, well... We're going to make you feel better because we're going to give you a makeover. And they're like,
Okay. And then it cuts to the experts.
Which is
basically a Botox / filler technician, a stylist, and then like an unclear therapist person.
No. Let's not say therapist. Life coach. And I have stuff to say about him. His name. Okay, so they have this. So as Kate says, they then go, Bruce goes, as they're in floods of tears, because they're complete... self-esteem has been destroyed. Bruce goes, well, guess what? We're going to give you a makeover. We have 7 days to completely make you from this horrendous mess into a decent human being. So they go to a life coach. They all get veneers. Someone just shoves.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. They all give them veneers. They all give them extensions in their hair. And
fillers, Botox.
Fillers and Botox. So there's this life coach they go to.
Oh, God.
Now, if you thought the jury was harsh, okay, the life coach is a fetching gentleman, and his name is, I'm going through my notes here because I have it, Kate. I'm not letting this go anywhere. His name is... Oh, okay, here we go. It is Bruno. His name is Bruno. So we have Bruce as the host and Bruno's a life coach. And what I want everyone to note in this show, and by the way, this was a hugely successful show. Bruno lives in an apartment in this big high rise. So every episode you see the host, Bruce, lead this person that self-esteem has been completely slashed by this jury on this television show. And he's like, come on, let's come and see a life coach. So they take them to this really grotty looking apartment building, knock on a door. He opens his apartment. He's like, come on in. I'll solve everything. And then he carries on to just say, you know what? You have a terrible life. You don't take responsibility for everything. That's why you look like shit. And you know what? I don't think there's any hope for you. Let's make a 5-week plan. It is awful.
They're like, it's like, you're not a model.
Yeah.
You're not going to be a model. So let's get realistic about it.
You look terrible. Has anyone told you you look terrible?
You look awful.
I'm
surprised you can leave the house, you old hag.
No wonder your husband left you. I mean,
almost that bad.
I had so much respect for Canada, and then watching this, I just had so much more. I mean, they didn't give a fuck in the early 2000s, and I don't think they give a fuck now.
Watching this, I was like, oh, they're just as bad as us.
No, they're just as... I thought, my people. I felt so close to home. I was like, I know we're ruled by the same sovereign, and it just makes me feel so good.
What happened to the Canadian, niceness?
There's no aboot. It is just pure... You're a disaster. Get your shit together. And then Bruce, then you have these random scenes where the host will meet up with the person after the life coach, and she will just be like, I'm devastated. There was one scene where this woman's like, I'm devastated by what he said to me. And he goes, and they're in a coffee shop, and he goes, well, let's get you to the hairdresser. And so,
let's
do not. I just snorted. But it is so... But people, if you had, all you have to do is go on YouTube and Google style by jury.
Look it up.
There is one particular person that is called Zahava, right? And we're skipping because we started with this woman. I mean, I have all these notes from so many people, but this woman we started with, Karen, basically, she was a legitimate model in the 80s, but she's fucking delusional. And the voiceover is like, her husband, like Kate said, her husband left her for a younger man, leaving her alone. And then you just have a shot of her on the balcony of, they all live in high rises, on a balcony smoking a cigarette, and then voiceover just goes, she's 50. And then that's like it. And then she goes to the life life coach. By the way, his name is Bruno Lo Greco, which I can tell you right now is a completely made up name.
That's not his name.
He has hair that is so jet black dyed jet black compared to his skin color. It's a disaster. So it looks like he's wearing a kind of Paul Weller wig. And so he's like, what do you want to do? You're 50, you're a disaster. What do you want to do? I mean, this is how this life coach approaches her. And she goes, well, I've decided I want to go back into modeling. Now, she goes, here's my modeling portfolio. It's 20 years old. And she's completely cuckoo. I mean, I think the TLC version, the Canadian TLC version, was a dream. Whoever produces is a dream, and I need to find out what they're doing now, because they got the kookiest, bizarro, emotionally disturbed people that are perfect for reality TV. So she's sat there going, I want to be a model again. And he's like, no, you can't. You're old and fat. Like, essentially, he's just like, you're old and fat. You can't be a model. And she's like, I think I can. And they take her to a dentist where everyone is like, let's just give you veneers. So they shave down all your teeth, give you veneers. She holds this portfolio up and she's like, I want to look like this again. And the cosmetic surgeon is just like, you're never going to look like this. You realize you were like 20 in this. And she's like, I'm going to try modeling again. It's just like this entire, you feel as though you're watching a documentary on people with severe dissociative diseases. I mean,
these casting people must have gone to a Publix at like 9 p.m. on a Sunday to the wine section.
Yes.
And just started going up to the saddest looking middle-aged women they could find. I'm like, where did they find these people? They're all so miserable. And this is like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but like if you suck all the inspiration out of it, it's not inspirational at all. It's like very mean, and
it is so mean. Well, we're giving you a little snippet. You have to go onto YouTube and watch these clips, because you won't believe what these people say. So that's one woman, right? And you kind of like, in the clips, you know, someone has uploaded these random clips and they're really grainy and whatever. So you follow her, and there's this woman called Sahava, right? She comes in, and her whole story, I'm going to just go over this for example. She comes in, and her whole story really is, we had different clips of her, is that she was in an abusive relationship. She left, had zero money, and she had to go to a shelter to live because his husband owned everything, had no money. She raised the kids. He threw her out, cheated on her. It was a terrible, terrible circumstance. And she comes in, and she has like big, big kind of eye makeup. Half her head is kind of orange, half her hair is like pink. She comes in, the jury, quote, ugh, God, she looks like a clown. Quote, if she was my mum, I'd be ashamed. Bruce, are you married? No, separated. Jury, not surprised. Jury, you can see in her eyes she hasn't been happy in a long time. Quote, jury, she wants to just give up on her life.
Quote, she looks like the crazy lady on the street corner. And I want to stress that none of the, we're not saying like these women are not ugly, okay?
No.
They're fine looking women, but I almost feel like they sent them to hair and makeup to make them look awful for the show, because they just look like a mess on another level. It is like the worst makeup ever. Their hair is all disheveled. It's in their face. It's, I'm speechless with it.
I mean, I'm a proponent for the undone look. I've said that before. You know, we'll quote the guy I used to date in LA that says, oh, you looked really hot in like a messy kind of way. I mean, my look is not going to be, you know, put together. But these people
look like they've been hit by a bus. Like, they look disheveled.
This woman comes in, and I mean, the jury was Bruce. This is maybe like the second or third clip Kate and I had in our playlist on YouTube. Then Bruce is like, what they do is then he's like, let's listen, because they reveal, right, as we said, they reveal the people on the other side, and Bruce says, let's listen to them, so listen to them. He turns up, this camera zooms in on him, and he's like, how do you feel? Zooms in on Zahava, and she just floods of tears. I mean, like, hysterically crying, and she goes, I feel terrible, they're so mean. And he's like, well, we're going to give you a makeover. I mean, we're not exaggerating here how terrible this show is and what people... I mean, it's TLC gold, but it's kind of not TLC. But the stuff these people had to endure... So this woman's a Harvard. I kind of want to focus on her because in the playlist, Kate and I had... It's kind of split up, whoever uploaded this. We had three or four kind of parts for her.
This is... She's kind of punk... ish Hot Topic vibes.
Yeah,
she has
topic,
like,
yeah,
she, Hot Topic, she has like pink in her hair. Mm-hmm. She kind of looks like a mom on Halloween, but all the time she's wearing like striped socks and
you
like,
sound like one of the jury members. She just looks like a mom on Halloween.
Mom on Halloween. Oh, sorry.
A boot. Hey, girl. Come on, girl.
Let's
why not,
talk,
girl?
Let's talk about a boot, this hag, eh? Okay, sorry about that accent. So, anyways, she was, you could tell, on the brink of an emotional breakdown.
The brink.
As Brittany from Vanderpump Rules would say, she was on the brim of freaking out.
Right in hell.
Rotten hell.
You right in hell, Jax. Anyway, that was a little... watches Bravo...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's for the Bravo people. That's for the Bravo people. So this woman, they get to the style portion. Okay. So this is like the Tan France portion, except for it's this like unhinged gay guy.
No, he's on. Kate, you use the correct word.
Unhinged.
David, that body, those curves, let me get at them.
Huh? He had, this guy had, I was like, first of all, I was like, oh, finally, a queer person on this show, like, yes, to be, you know, to be a grounding, like, loving person. No, 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 no. That's not what we got.
No, no.
This guy literally came to work on, I'm going to say, 70 milligrams of Adderall.
Sure. Yeah.
They're looking at it. There's this one part, and they're looking at a dress, and she's like, what color is this dress even? And he goes, it's grayish, baby. It's grayish.
Grayish. Basically, what he thought is, this is my only chance to make a move. If I want any type of career in television, I've got to be over the top. So what they do is they send them to these, as we said, it's a dentist, it's a cosmetic surgeon, and it's a stylist. And David is this guy that Kate's talking about. And he has decided, I need to be as camp as possible, because in the early 2000s, the only representation, I feel, for gay men was, let's just be as camp as possible.
Right.
So he knew, that's what I have to do. And did he do it?
He took it there.
He was there's like, I'm getting a spinoff. I'm getting a spinoff.
This is my moment. This is my moment. So there's one part where she's put on these black sort of knee-length boots.
Yes. Yes, I got it. I got those notes. Yeah, go ahead.
And Jack, they cut to Jack on the ground.
Hang on, who's Jack? You mean David?
Oh, I was thinking, when you were saying that bit about being camp, I was thinking of Jack from Will and Grace. That's why I said that. In the early 2000s.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, David. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So David, he's on the ground hugging her leg. And
up
he's like,
skirt.
Yeah, basically. And she's wearing this boot. She starts kind of like walking forward, and he starts army crawling on the floor, holding onto her leg.
He's so
like, this boot is incredible. And you're just like, what the fuck is actually going on here? Like, these camera people must have been like very alarmed. I would be like,
Kate, we have to go back. This was the early 2000s. We haven't even had The Simple Life with Paris and Nicole. I mean, this is before. We've got to understand where we were with reality TV.
That's right.
What we have to do. This is the only representation gay men could get on TV. It's like, let's be as ridiculous as possible and talk about women's boobs and their curves and how, because he constantly was talking about women's curves and he's like, oh, I just want to get at them and suck them and love them. I mean, that's not verbatim, but it was just like so over the top about it. And it was like, this is where they were confined. They were confined, as you said, to be like Jack from Will and Grace. Be totally camp. That's all we are. And it was just a terrible representation of who they are as a culture and as a group of people. So this guy is just like, I'm getting... And also, he wanted a spin-off. He was with another stylist that I never heard a word from by the way, any of these clips. It's just this guy who is basically... Every woman, he's practically up their skirt, being like, oh, look at these curves. Let's get them... Oh, let's figure... And I'm like, okay, I don't want anyone touching me the way he's touching her. So then, of course, they go to the hairdresser. Now, 9 out of 10 of the hairdresser, we're going to do extensions because it's the early 2000s and extensions is all you can do and that they love. And it's this new, fantastic, wonderful thing. They gave Zahava... By the way, after they go into a house and they go through her wardrobe and just go, this is disgusting. God, you look terrible in that. Anyway,
you wear this rag.
They give her a haircut, which is horrific. This is one that didn't have extensions.
It's horrible.
And it's terrible. The voiceover says this, and Kate, I had to write this down. Zahava was like the second person we saw after the model, 50-year-old model. They said that she works at Tim Hortons. Now, I did my research. Tim Hortons is like
a Panera.
But it's like up north, right? Near Canada and like New York State. Like, is it on the border?
I've been to one in like the eastern U.S., like
Maine,
New York, East Coast.
It's near the border.
It's like a Panera Bread, basically.
Right. The quote said, she works at Tim Hortons. If that wasn't bad enough, she ended up at a shelter and doesn't see her kids. And I sat with that for a second. And I didn't have to sit long, Kate, because what the producers did is then showed footage, stage footage, obviously, of her with her kids on her, like, weekly visit with them on a lawn. And the kids are playing in the background, like hitting a football. And she's just sat there cross-legged looking sad, which you know was all staged. That she goes to the life, then these clips are all out of order. We go to the life coach and the life coach goes, I don't think you really want your kids back. And she's in floods of tears because essentially she was in this emotionally, I don't know physically, but emotionally abusive relationship. The husband had all the money. She was he cheated on her. So she was thrown out. And she said, I had no money. I had to go to a shelter. I can't provide a life for my children. I miss them desperately, but I can't even afford a down payment for an apartment. The life coach is like, I don't think you really want your kids back. That's a quote.
I don't think you really want your kids back. Now let's go get your veneers put in.
I just want everyone to understand what this show is.
It has no soul. It has no soul. And then, okay.
This is only one person. By the way, we've only gone through two people.
Can we? Yeah,
this was on for like 5 years. We've only gone through two people.
I have notes about two different.
I have notes. So many. Go.
Okay.
Go.
I have notes about two different barbs.
There's two barbs. So
the first barb is this quiet mom. She's in a red sweater. She has a really bad wig.
Yes.
Which, you know, she has alopecia. You know, she's kind of like losing her hair. So she wears a wig, but it's a terrible wig. and it's almost black, and she's very pale. It's not flattering.
Yeah.
And then they go to the hair salon, and this guy named Michael, who is the president of Continental Hair, which is a wig company, which I Googled, and it's a wig company, and I think they focus on, you know, women who need wigs because of chemo, you know, all kinds of reasons. And so it seemed, from my cursory glance at their website, it seemed like a good company or whatever. But the president of this company is on this show to give her a free wig because her previous wig is terrible. They put the new wig on her, and it is only slightly better. It's like still really bad.
Slightly.
So then there's this clip, and it's like they taught her how to do boxing. So it's like basically her solution. It was like
for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was like boxing, Botox, makeup, and a terrible wig. And then they're like,
essentially, and they fought because this woman has alopecia. So yeah. She said, I am so terrified of removing my wig in this salon because it's a big deal for her. And she does it, and they shove something on her, and you're just like, this looks terrible. And she's like, oh, it looks great. It was this emotion. You're on an emotional roller coaster the entire time, just going, I understand that this TV show has destroyed every essence of self-esteem from this person, and I'm going to keep watching. I'm just going to keep watching.
Yeah, it's a journey. If you want to just drink a bunch, if you drink or like take an edible and watch this and just go on a journey.
I've never seen. You're also, there's a charm with it in the sense that you are sent back into Blind Date and Next and all of those great early 2000 like MTV kind of shows.
Intervention kind of shades of
intervention still going on. Oh god, intervention.
I think so. Well, that brings us to the next Barb.
Oh,
the drug addict.
Due to what I may say, I think you need to take this one over.
Okay,
go ahead.
So compared to the first Barb, which was kind of, you know, not as depressing, we get this Barb right after that. And they bring her in, and she looks so sad she's sitting in the production office waiting room, and her hair's in her face, and she just looks like her pet just passed away. Like, she looks very sad. And so then
she can't look up. That you know who she reminded me of? Sabrina from our previous episode of Breaking Amish. Yeah, with that, you know, the hair, doesn't it? The hair in front of her face, so she doesn't see because that's such a protection kind of mechanism. Yeah,
So the host brings her into this room. The jury is behind the window, and they're saying things like, I think she's off her meds. Looks like a beggar on the street. It looks like she opened a can with her teeth. And then...
Can I add? Because I have quotes for this.
Yeah.
On her meds, as Kate said, quote, looks like a witch, quote, should have come in on her broom while they're laughing at her. By the way, these people aren't just saying stuff. They're laughing at her.
Yeah.
And then someone says, quote, looks like she had a really hard life. Quote, she looks so horrible and her life is probably horrible. That's what a jury member said. And when I say jury member, I mean an extra.
These are extras that are performing lines that writers wrote for this show while looking at it. Like, there was a writer's room, and they had photos up of these women, and the writers made up these terrible lines, and then these actors memorized them. That's what happened.
And then with this Barb, Bruce, who's the host, said, of course, fed, because he never said this to anyone else, so what have you overcome in your life? And Barb goes, substance abuse. And one of the jury members goes, quote, oh, she looks like an addict.
Yeah, after that's revealed,
I thought, I don't think, at that point I was like, I think this has been archived. I think this is like dark web release, because this could not be allowed on television in 2022.
No. She's like, and it's not just, you know, a couple years. This woman was addicted to cocaine for 15 years. Her teeth are in shambles. And these people are behind the glass like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. She looks like a drug addict. And you're like, oh, my God. And so she gets her teeth fixed. She gets her, I mean, she gets her teeth fixed. Yeah, veneers. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
It's just, I mean, Kate and I honestly could go on for about, where, I mean, we've been going on for nearly an hour about this. We could go on for another 2 hours, probably about talking about what they said. But I think what we really need to drive into, you guys, and everyone that's listening, is this show that obviously kind of wasn't what we were supposed to watch. I think when The Wheel of Shame gave us Style by Jury, we were supposed to watch this 2015 with the toothy English girl who really annoys me. That show, which was obviously axed and cancelled, so we couldn't find it anywhere. So we found the purity, we found the origin of where TLC got it from. So I feel like there's something beautiful about that, Kate. Like, we went to the core. We found where TLC went to find something to create a new show. So I'm proud of that.
Yeah, we found the source of the rot.
We did. You know? The source of the rot. That's what this episode should be called, the source of the rot. So I'm really glad we found this and we had absolutely actually no access to the TLC show. But all you need to know is that it was a Canadian show. It is on the dark web under... Style by Jury Canada, and there are the most horrific things said to people that you can imagine on television that would never be repeated now, and it's TLC gold.
There's a subreddit, if you ever go on Reddit, and it's called Roast Me.
Okay.
And people will go on there and put up a photo of themselves holding a sign that says roast me, which is giving permission for everyone to rail against.
Oh, God.
And I know. And that's what this show reminded me of. It was like internet strangers saying things. And then the person actually has to hear what people say.
I've honestly never seen anything like it. When Kate and I, we're watching the lowest rung of shows. We're watching TLC reality shows. And we have never seen insults and cruelty on reality TV show like we have on this. So if that's what you want to do, go to YouTube and Google Style by Jury.
I have a little more info on the host if you want to hear.
Oh, so do I, but go ahead. I want to know what you have, because you are our in-house journalist, so go ahead.
Okay, so in my research, I found that the host, Bruce Turner,
of course,
2008 Gemini nominee for best host in a lifestyle program, don't you forget it. He said in an interview for Issue.com that he is really not the pretty boy metrosexual. He's the one with dirt under his fingernails. Then he goes on to talk about his history, and he talks about his history and how he built his career. He dropped out of college. He owned a small bar, sold it, and then he was making money being a stripper for 10 years.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yep.
I thought I knew what you were going to say. Okay, carry on.
So he was a stripper for 10 years. He met his friend who got him a job.
Friend. Yeah. Okay. All right, Bruce. We know where this is going. Your friend.
Who had connections. had connections and got him a job in production with some show. And then he ended up being a host for a show called Strip Search, yep. which is, you guessed it, a nationwide search for the best male strippers. And then he kind of built his career up from that and ended up being the host of this show.
Well, you know what? I have more than that. Because okay. I understand that Kate does our deep dive. She goes to Screen Rant. She goes to those lengths. I decided this was such a gem and such a disaster of a show. I was like, who are these people? Everything Kate said, correct. I looked about Bruce. What Kate failed to mention is that Bruce is also an actor. I mean, you have to be the show. But he ended up playing JFK in the Chronicles where Katie Holmes played Jackie Onassis.
No. No.
Yeah. That was his last role. You go to his Instagram, and that was the last role he played. He's a very, very good-looking guy, and he's done a ton of modeling, but he played JFK to Katie Holmes, Jackie O. Yeah. Sorry, Kate. I didn't want to
one up you
with the research, but I was fascinated with him because he's very good looking. And I have also some info about life coach Bruno. Do you want to know that?
Yeah, I didn't get to Bruno, so please enlighten me.
Just to remind you, life coach Bruno was the person that said it's your fault that you don't see your kids. You're never going to make it as a model because you're too old, fat, and ugly. Found his Instagram. He's now a baker and has a biscotti company. So if anyone is craving some biscotti with their coffee tomorrow, go and find Bruno Del Campo or whatever the fuck his name is. That's who he is. He is now has a biscotti company in New York State, Bruno Lo Greco.
I wonder if a note comes with the biscotti when you get it in the mail that's like,
you're a terrible human being. You're going to be fat if you eat this. Do you want to be fat? Wow, you're choosing to be fat? You're awful.
Did you know the average model weighs 118 pounds?
Guys, you have to, anyone listen to this, watch, if you're listening to us and you're at some bloody desk job 9 to 5 and you're bored and you've already done your work, go onto YouTube, Google Style by Jury and watch the playlist, because it is pure entertainment. It is insanity of insults and great TV. That's okay. All we can say.
That's all we can say. Okay, Pauline, I'm dying to know your rating.
I know. So we had to go to, Kate, can you just go over quickly for new listeners how we rate, we do 2 shows each week, how do we rate the shows?
Yes, okay, so we rate each show on a scale of 0 to 600. That allows us to be very specific with what we thought of the show. And I got that figure, of course, from one of TLC's most popular programs, My 600 Pound Life. So I thought, okay, 0 to 600, that's how we're going to rate the show on pounds of learning and entertainment.
Perfect. It was hard for me on this one because I obviously, it's about learning. Kate always says you have to give it the amount of pounds for learning, TLC, the learning channel. But the entertainment value was so high on this.
Yeah.
So I ended up giving, out of 600, 250 pounds of learning. I learned that Canadians in the early 2000s were brutal, horrific, and outstanding reality TV show participants.
Okay. That seems fair. I gave this show 175 pounds of learning.
Okay.
A little bit lower. I learned that you should chill on the eyeshadow when you turn 50. Otherwise, everyone's going to think that you look absolutely insane, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, just stick your face in Botox. I mean, come on. That's what we have to do and move on. It's just we're 2020 right now. That's what you have to do.
Botox and a good wig, you know.
Exactly. All right. So that was our rating for that show. It's a gem. I mean, Kate and I, as we say, we honestly could talk about this for ages. You have to go and watch it. I've never been so enthused. It was such a like kind of innocuous show that came on the Wheel of Shame last week. And when I watched it, I was like, this is fucking gold.
Oh, it was from the moment it started.
The moment.
The tone. It's like, look at these sad women. It is like really intense. So go check it
out. It's so misogynist. These women are sad and lonely. Let's completely debase them. It's just awful. It's awful.
Hello, it's Pauline here, and I am jumping into the middle of the convo very quickly to first of all thank you all for listening and supporting us on our podcast journey so far. And to let you know, we have a new segment we're preparing for ongoing poddy episodes. We have a call to action to anyone listening that can become one of our agents in the field. In future episodes, we will be including stories and tales sent in by you, our dear listeners, to give us the inside scoop. If you or anyone you know of has been on a TLC show, worked on a TLC show, has been a long-suffering PA on a TLC show, or has just any kind of insight and knowledge of what goes on behind the scenes, we want to hear from you. All submissions will be kept completely anonymous. Just email us at tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. You're amazing, and back to the show.
Okay. Anyway, on to our second show. All right, second show, we had Brides on a Budget. Fashion and beauty guru Kalana Barfield Brown works with brides as they attempt to complete their dream wedding looks without breaking the bank. Okay, I'm going to go in, Kate, because everyone who has listened to any previous shows knows that I am going to rage. I'm going to rage about bride shows. I'm going to rage about baby shows. But I have... As I said at the beginning of the show, I'm turning everything around. This show, first of all, couldn't find it anywhere. So I don't know whether it was a temporary show and they got rid of it in TLC because that's kind of what I read. I'm not sure. Or it was a limited series. I don't know. Kate and I only ever found clips on it on YouTube. You never found anything else, right, Kate?
No, just the YouTube. I mean, it's very good YouTube clips. Like, it was full episodes.
That's all we found.
Yeah,
we couldn't find anything else. So I'm going to surprise everyone that's listening. This was a beautiful show. Brides, and it's Brides on a Budget. And Polly is genuine when she says this was a beautiful show. So the concept of it, I was already annoyed because I thought, oh god, this is going to be obnoxious people trying on gross sweetheart dresses that look like everyone else and blah 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 blah. First of all, we have the host, and her name is Kalana. Impossibly gorgeous, like just so disgustingly beautiful. Skin just like radiant, and she has this beautiful presence on camera. She's very kind and she has great style.
Yes.
And what the note I wrote is, she's not pandering to the audience. So the whole show is essentially, it's kind of like brides will come on and they may already have their wedding dress and they want accessories to kind of fluff it up a little bit, or they don't even have a dress, and it's kind of $400 to $500. And this woman, Kalana, is like this beautiful woman that just has phenomenal style, and it's unique and just has an edge to it. And she comes on and gives really, really great informative tips. And Kate and I looked at kind of four shows. There was Camille, Kelsey, Miriam, and Lara, and they all had different things that they wanted done. And I don't know if this was this a web series that didn't make it to TLC. Kate and I were really stuck this week. Like, both of these shows we couldn't find anywhere. I mean, I'm not sure if it was a full show. I don't know. But we started with her, and she had this woman called Camille, and she was a cheerleader, and she... And she wanted something to cheer in at her wedding, which to me definitely made my eyes roll, and it made me really embarrassed and cringing just for her. But she said, I'm going to have a ton of people that were on my cheer team at my wedding, and we're going to do a pyramid. And I just wrote, ... let's not. Let's make a choice at our wedding to not do that. It's these people that are stuck in university, stuck in high school, and apparently stuck in cheerleading. And she did not appear like she was a cheerleader. I don't know what it was all about, but she was like, I want a dress after my wedding dress that I'm going to be able to do, like, tumbling in and...
a pyramid.
Yeah, and I was just like, really? Why do you want to do... First of all, my question would have been, why do you want to do this? Because it's really, really tacky. But anyway, Kalana, the host, is just gorgeous and elegant. She comes out and she fixes stuff and gives stuff a style. Then you have Kelsey, which I really, really like. This was a same-sex couple. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice because I felt Kate... like, and I'm sure it was like a little, a breath of fresh. We knew then we weren't on like a bride's, what was that? Say yes to the dress.
Yeah.
We knew we were on something different, right?
Right. So I looked up this was a TV show on TLC in 2018. So I don't know why they took it off, but Camille was my, I mean, she was a sweet girl, but out of the four that we watched, she was my least favorite. She ends up wearing this, like, sort of shorter length white dress with Converse sneakers, right? And...
yeah. No, sorry. Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Converse
sneakers. Yeah. So then we get Kelsey, and yeah, this is a lesbian couple. So Kelsey, she has more of, like, a mask style. She's, her fiance is more femme in the relationship, I would say. So she's looking for a suit. That's what she feels comfortable.
She wanted a really nice, like, tailored suit, which can be super expensive.
Yeah. So the host brings in the guy that actually did the suits for her wedding, for her husband. And this guy's great. He knows what he's talking about. They end up settling on this navy blue suit with black lapel, and at first I didn't like it, but then once he pinned it, you know, in the way that he would be tailoring it, and Kelsey ended up looking great. She was she's beautiful. She had a great soul. Like, you could just tell.
She felt so good. You could feel her. She was like, I feel so confident, because it was really hard for her. She kept saying, we're in a same-sex couple. And I know that I just want a suit, and I want a really good tailored suit. But as a woman, I don't want to go to like a men's warehouse and try and have anyone try and fit a suit to me. I want someone that understands what I'm talking about. So it was lovely seeing her getting this suit that looked gorgeous on her. And she just felt so good. Her confidence is like bursting. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so that ended up being a $600 deal, which... is a good deal if you consider all the tailoring and...
oh, my God, tailoring? Yeah, $600. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so she was amazing. She's adorable. And then we have Miriam. So Miriam is getting married in Malawi, a country in Southeast Africa. Mm-hmm. She, most of her family still lives there, and she brings her mom in. And Miriam and her mom are also gorgeous, and her mom, her mom looks like her sister. Like,
I know, it's just their skin was like the most just radiant, beautiful. Their cheekbones, it was just
not
it was just impossible. I wrote impossibly attractive.
Yeah,
that's what I wrote for both of them.
Not a pore to be found. Yeah,
just gorgeous.
So. She already has a dress, and I liked the dress that she had picked out. It was a fitted trumpet style dress. Mm. So it sort of had, it was like fitted, and then at the bottom it sort of like fluffs out. And she wanted accessories, and she wanted to spend, I think, like $300 on accessories. And so the host ends up finding a really cool necklace that's like gold, white, and black, and it's sort of like the stacked rings necklace, and then that's the gold part, and then it's like white and black, like what would you say, like a collar almost, like, or
it was just, everything had so much style to it, and this woman was so beautiful, anything would have worked, but stacked like kind of necklaces, and they had great cuffs and everything, and her skin tone was so beautiful that she was like, just add color, and it just made everything so radiant. They were like, let's use Etsy, and there were all these tips that I never thought about. They were like, just go onto Etsy and get accessories from there, and you can add them to the shoes, and you can add them to the wrists, and you can all of this stuff, which was actually very, very helpful.
It was, yeah. Because if I were to do this, this is how I would do it. I would be I would be getting a secondhand or like vintage dress. I would be getting handmade stuff, and that's what they do. So it's like the shoes she ends up with are these bright orange, sort of strappy high heels, and then they put the beaded detail on it, and she ends up looking really cool. Yeah,
she looks phenomenal, and it just was so beautiful. And I mean, look, I can say that I went through this show very, very happily, because it was like 9 minute shorts that we had on YouTube of each of these episodes, because there were no full, once again, wiped from TLC. But I changed my mind on everything. This is how a bridal show should be done. There was no pandering. There, as I said before, this was the host was a woman that actually had style. It wasn't like the hideous show we watched before, where it's just like catering to generic, boring women. This was a woman that was like, let's put some edge to something. Let's do like gothic glam, or let's have New York, or let's have Africa, let's have color, let's have the. It was beautiful. I can actually say I watched Brides on a Budget, and when I say watched, I mean we watched the 20-minute clips that were available on YouTube. And I enjoyed it, and I learned something from it, and I thought it was beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
I'm growing through his podcast.
That's surprising. But it's also not surprising, because like Pauline said, this show was basically, my view is, it was casted better, and it was cast with a more modern lens on who these brides are, because Say Yes to the Dress, it's literally like all these blonde, white, boring women with, you know, a tube top dress and a tiara, right? But this show, it's refreshing. There's different types of people. There's different couples. And
I just want to be Kalana's best friend.
Yeah.
She's so gorgeous.
And it was, and it,
she just knows.
It was, it was knows. Actually, there was an actual fashion element to it.
Yeah, there was a fashion. That's the point. There was a fashion element. There were tips and tricks. And that's why, Kate, I'm just going to go ahead. I give it 350 pounds of learning.
Wow.
A bridal show that I gave 350 pounds of learning. There were genuinely good tips in the show. Genuinely good tips.
Wow.
And I'm in love with Kalana. I'm in love with the host.
I'm in shock.
Are you okay?
I'm in shock that you gave it that high of a rating.
I learned things, and she was so impeccably beautiful. I couldn't keep my eyes off her, and that's it.
Okay.
What was your rating?
I only did 105.
Wow. I guess, you know, but for me it was bigger though, Kate, because the hatred, right, was so negative for bridal shows. So if there was any love for bridal shows, it was going to be so extensive. So it evens out.
Okay,
it evens out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that means, Kate, we've reviewed both shows.
Yes.
So what does that mean now, Kate? What are we going
to
do?
It's time to spin the wheel of shame.
All right, I'm going to say two things. All right?
Okay.
Kate and I, we had a bridal one this week. It turned out well. We're happy. We love fresh. We want fresh. I'm surprised, first of all, we have never hit a 90-day fiancé. And I'm going to just read out right now on the wheel of shame. We have the list of, like, actually what's on the wheel. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 spin-offs from 90 Day Fiancé.
What? Well,
so we've never hit any of them.
What about the Caribbean one?
Oh, that's not in there. That's not even in that, Kate. This is all 90 Day Happily Ever After, 90 Day Just Landed, 90 Day Pillow Talk, 90 Day The Other Way, 90 Day The Single. No, Kate, we haven't even hit 90 Day Fiancé.
Wow. Okay.
So, I want to say I have a couple of vibes.
Okay. Hit me.
I want Alaskan
women
looking
for love.
I say this every week, but I feel this week, when I spin this wheel, we want freshies. We want two we have never seen. First of all, we're going to get a 90 Day Fiancé. I would love, ideally, I mean, if we hit 90 Day Fiancé, that is like, practically 2 episodes. I don't know how we could even fit that into one, to be honest.
That'll be a really series, good. Probably.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to do that. But I would love, like, a Alaskan women looking for love and then, like, a short one. I just want 2 fresh. I don't want a bridal. I don't want a baby. I want 2 freshies that include Alaskan women looking for love. Maybe a date. Like, I don't watch reality dating shows, but I know if it's on TLC, it's going to be horrific. So I'm here for it. Kate, what would you like to see from the Wheel of Shame this week?
I agree. I would love train wreck dating.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood to see someone fail like I am.
Yes.
In love. Yeah.
Okay. Let's just reflect our own lives. Okay, I'm getting ready to spin. Are you ready, Kate?
Yes.
Send out some good vibes. All right, I'm spinning.
Last.
I just don't, I mean, we've had a lot of tall people, a lot of little people. I would just like some.
Oh.
Oh, fuck. Well,
what is it?
Write this down because I always text you midweek because I forget everything we pulled. this may be better than the original. Toddlers and tiaras. Where are they now? So this is, we have never pulled Toddlers and Tiara, which is renowned. Like, even if you've never watched any TLC shows, someone says Toddlers and Tiaras, you know it's about a horrific show with people pushing their children to pedophiles. And this is Toddlers and Tiaras, Where Are They Now? Shit, Kate, this is going to be a fucking episode.
I think I'm going to have to really pull a lot of my journalism skills.
Okay. All right, let's go on to the next spin. All right, let's spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Can you imagine if it's just Toddlers and Tiaras? Can you imagine if it's like...
That would honestly... Hang on. That'd be perfect.
Are you ready?
Yeah, what is it?
Second one is Unpolished.
Unpolished.
Huh.
Okay. Never.
Did you write that down?
I did. Never heard of that.
Yeah, what is that?
No idea.
It's going to be about nail. It's going to be a nail polish. It's going to be a nail salon. I bet you anything, Unpolished is a nail salon. Let's Google it right now because Kate and I always have no idea. As I say, it's halfway through the week. We're like, is this even accessible? Can we even view this to review it? Unpolished. Yeah, I bet it's about a nail salon.
It's a nail salon.
Yeah!
Wait for it. In Long Island. Jersey. In Long Island.
Yeah! My girl. Parties all the time. Parties all the time. This is going to be... Okay, this will be good.
I'm excited.
Long Island. Oh my God. It's going to be so good. I can't wait. We're going to have so much accent work next week.
Yeah. I'm going to start working on my New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
Work on Long Island.
Long Island.
I will work on... children that have been emotionally and physically abused their entire life and then telling their story.
That's a very specific accent.
I'll work on that. Kate, this has been a doozy. I mean, I think we received a doozy in the beginning. We ended with a doozy. We're kind of right here. Anything, I mean, I think maybe we need to do a little bit of a pluggity plug, plug, plug. So just everyone listening, we would love, 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 love for you to go and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Tender Loving Care Pod. On Instagram, we definitely feature some behind the scenes and some little clues into the next episodes and what we're going to cover. So go follow us there, Instagram and TikTok at Tender Loving Care, and definitely follow us on Twitter because we like to say things that we can't say on Instagram on Twitter at TLC Poddy, P-O-D-D-Y, TLC Poddy, P-O-D-D-Y. Email us. We obviously have our, we've said before earlier in the show, tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com for all of our agents in the field. Anything you want to talk to us about, email us there. Kate, anything you want to plug?
Yes. I'd first of all like to say, if you like this episode right now, text a friend that you think would also like this episode.
Yes.
Send it to them, because that would, yes, that would greatly help us spread the word about this podcast. Okay. And then I'd also like to add, I have a podcast called Mostly Bravo where we, yep, chat about Bravo shows. So you can go check that out anywhere you get podcasts, Mostly Bravo. On Instagram, we're at Mostly Bravo, as well as on TikTok. And that's my plugs.
Perfect. My pluggity plug, plug, plug is I have created a line of t-shirts, sweaters, notebooks, everything to do with the horrendous, beautifully, glorious, wonderful world of The Real Housewives. That includes New York, Beverly Hills, OC, Salt Lake City, all of the franchises. You can find me, the best place is on Instagram at abritinthesun, B-R-I-T in the sun. So go and have a look there, check out my merch. It's all kind of a tongue-in-cheek ode to our glorious monsters of The Real Housewives. So buy my merch while you're listening to Kate's podcast, Mostly Bravo, about housewives, and then you're just fully encompassed in the world of housewives, and then come back every Tuesday to listen to a new episode about TLC reality shows. I mean, it's perfect. Your life, we are planning it out for you, listeners.
We have your entertainment covered. So
we really, yeah, do. Okay, so we have our, Kate, remind, because I've kind of already forgotten, what are our two shows?
Okay.
Sexually Abused Kids.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I really need to watch my mouth for next week. I understand.
Okay.
I do understand.
So next week, if you want to watch some clips on YouTube, you don't have to watch the whole show necessarily unless you want to, but you can check out clips of Toddlers and Tiaras, Where Are They Now? And also the show Unpolished. So if you want to know the players that we're talking about, just watch a couple clips on YouTube and, you know, we'll fill in the rest for you.
Oh, we will fill in the rest. All right, Katie. Kate, I think we are finished for this week. We can't wait to talk to you next week about the new shows. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.